All right, everybody, welcome back to the Dylan Jamelli podcast. I have an extremely special guest that I'm bringing to you today. Now, she has quite a resume on her hands here. She's an IFBB pro. She's a mechanical engineer. She's the owner of Fit Martians. She's a professional athlete, and there's much more we're going to talk about. So, my friends, this is Caroline Marquez.
Hi, everyone. Nice to meet you all.
Great to have you here, Caroline. I appreciate it. As you can see, quite active, and I love that. So, Caroline, I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about today. I kind of want to start off, obviously, when you hear IFBB Pro, that is extremely intriguing. I wanted to ask you, what motivated you and drove you to become an IFBB Pro? Because I know you've got a story, and kind of what goes along with being a pro?
So I really didn't want to compete or compete with other humans. I just did it because I wanted to take it out of my checklist if it was possible to win a pro card on the first go. So and Has Labs just told me, oh, we will sponsor you to do your IFBB pro competition and you represent us. And I was like, okay, cool. So I did it and got my pro card on the first try. It wasn't something that I was looking forward to. It was more something that just happened.
Awesome. What motivated you or drove you to want to be a pro? I mean, where did that all come from and how long have you been at this?
Like I said, I wasn't striving to become a pro, or I just like to do fitness. Fitness for me is just my lifestyle. So I've been doing soccer, track and field, semi-marathon, so sports over in general are the thing that I love. The pro thing just came along the way because I started building muscles like 12 years ago and I just became very good at it. So it was only obvious to try and beat that game. That's a game for me. Not to compete with other people, but to compete with myself and just show myself that I could do it.
Excellent. So how old were you when you actually became a pro, and how old were you when you started really kind of getting into bodybuilding?
That's something that will keep being a mystery. I say that I'm ageless, so I get younger and younger by the second. Right now, just breathing, getting younger.
I love it. I love it. I got no problem with that. That's great. So I know that you're a mechanical engineer too. Is that something that is like a passion for you, and did you go to school for that, or what kind of got you interested into that?
So mechanical engineering, I really love technology and how to reverse engineering everything. I'm fascinated by the how something is built and created. So my parents told me, okay, you need to get a diploma or something. And I'm like, well, I'll choose mechanical engineering just because it seems challenging enough to, because you don't see girls doing mechanical engineering. So it seemed fun to just get the technology and the stuff built and just create them with your own hands. And that just fascinated me. I just wanted to learn how things were done. By doing that, I also incorporated my body. So I reverse engineering everything. If I want something, I just see what the results I want to get, and then I work backwards.
I love it. That's so awesome.
That's why I really am into Nikola Tesla. He's just amazing. That's why you probably see me on social media using electric muscle stimulation, high frequency devices. That just is my passion.
That's great. I love it. I love it when people have so many different things that they do and bring to the table. So that's really impressive. So I know that you have like a really large social media following and you post a lot of different content. So what a lot of people have probably seen is that you do a company called Fit Martians. And I kind of was curious. I know about it a little bit, but I know that a lot of people may not know what that is or what you do. So what exactly do you do and offer, and how long have you been doing that for?
So Fit Martians came because I believe that I'm out of this world. We are all of this, are of this world, and we are fit. So that just, I put that together. And what it is I create personal one-on-one coaching to people, either nutrition or just coaching overall, just fitness. It was first just fitness and workout plans, just to get them a blueprint on what to do on the gym. But then I created products like cake mix that are zero calories, basically made with fiber, and just started creating other things like the shirts and the phone cases, just for fun. But it is mainly the idea of getting you into a community about fitness and healthy lifestyle. So that's what I basically promote.
And so do you kind of take on all people, not just athletes or pros? You kind of work with generally anybody and everybody that's interested in
Yeah, I work with anyone, and I really like to just help people that have no knowledge of it, because I get they are like sponges, and I get to teach them and make their results even faster. Because when somebody already has a way, then it is a little bit trickier to just make them forget that and just preach them a little bit of some new knowledge. It is a little bit more challenging. So I prefer people that are new to this or are open-minded.
Right. I've had that too. I've been coaching for many years, so I know what it's like. And it's a lot easier when people aren't set in their ways, or they're more apt to listen, or to they're newer to it. So I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah. So I really like people that are sponges or are willing to learn. Like electromuscle stimulation, not many people believe that it works. So I have been using it for myself. And I am very fascinated when people are new and don't know about it and try it and see the results, because there you can see real proof that it works. So by just them trying new things and not staying in that old school box just makes me feel a little bit more happier and to teaching them. And I do this for free as well. I just go to my lives and I just explain people what I'm using and what I'm working with and what is electromuscle stimulation.
Can you touch on that a little bit? Because I know a little bit about it, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't. I mean, just, you know, in short, what is it and what's the benefit from it?
So electromuscle stimulation is electric currents going directly into the muscle. At least the suit that I'm using, which is one is Vision Body, which is a whole body suit, and it has over 20 pads all over the body. So on the biceps, triceps, chest, shoulders, delts, back, you know, all the main muscles. And what that does is it will create electricity and go directly to a muscle, and you have to break the resistance. Just if you were lifting weights, you know, you have to go up to get that contraction and just stimulate it. Well, the electricity will actually make it the other way around, so you have to unlock it. So you will have to go to the other side, and just like the same as squats, you have to go very deep onto the squat, because it is creating the resistance in your muscles to not go that way. So that way it really just targets the muscles. So that's one of them. The other one is bionic gym, which is cardio. It goes like contract and release the muscle, just if you were running, but it's mimicking the effect of shivering, which is one of the body's ways of burning tons of calories easily and very fast. So those are the two that I'm currently using. I like to experiment with a lot of them. Some of them don't work, so I don't use them. But yeah, those two are amazing.
So, and I'm sure you know this, and people listening, one of the keys to actually making progress is switching up what you do, trying new things, shocking your body. So things like what Caroline's talking about is extremely important, because otherwise people tend to get stuck in doing the same thing and they stagnate and they don't get anywhere.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and I love that when there's new methods and people that actually understand them and know them and that can present them. So that's a really nice thing that you're doing and offering, because like I said, people stagnate and just get caught in their ways and they wonder why they go backwards.
I tell people when I'm on my live streaming doing the Vision Body or Bionic Gym that don't do as I do. I'm doing an experiment on myself, because I love to try new things. I get bored really easily. And that is a good thing in my favor, because I get to try new exercise or invent new exercises and just keep it moving and keep growing and keep being better. So people are like, oh my God, how did you grow those legs? I don't like to say, oh, I use electric muscle stimulation or I use that, because people are like, oh, that doesn't work. Well, just see the results. I just like to show the results instead of just talking. I either show it one or two times and then I'm okay, see what I'm doing and it might help you. So I'm more of a result shower.
And that's good, because one of the things is that people are so quick to say, oh, that's a trick or that's marketing or that's bullshit.
That's a gimmick. Work.
Yeah, without even knowing or trying anything. So when you can actually show the results and prove it, it's a big deal, because everybody's just so quick to just be like, oh, no. And it's like, look, we're not living in the 50s. You don't have to do the same shit that you were doing for however many years. That's why there's technology and science.
That's why there's technology, science, new foods, new supplements, new everything. Just people think that there's only this box that does that. There's a billion ways to get to Rome. Which way are you going to choose? But you're going to get there. Yes.
Absolutely.
Because this is anyone.
All great points. I know that you said something about being a baker as well. So what exactly is it that you do, and what got you into that, and how long have you been doing that?
Okay, so that came because when I was little, I was allergic to sugars. So I have been eating a clean diet since I was little, like all protein, all healthy starches, no sugar, basically, no sugar or oils. And when people were trick-or-treating and stuff, I'm like, I want to be like them. I want to try that. So I started doing my own baking. So I studied how to have the science and chemics of baking. So that helped me just do my healthy versions of baking. Now, I didn't try any of the baking in all my baking studies, but I got to learn how things worked and mix the ingredients into using bamboo fiber, using old fibers, different types of flours that I could use, and different types of sugar substitute that I could use in order to make my baking. So the science that helped me create my own baking stuff. I mainly did it for me, but people were asking me how did I do my baking. So I just sold some of the baking to people because they liked it. Either they were on keto or paleo, those stuff. So that helped them as well.
So is that something that you sell now?
I sell the cake mix. I don't sell the bakings anymore. It's too time demanding. But I sell the cake mix, and they just add whatever they want. They can add egg whites or whole egg, and they can do a mug cake on the microwave, and that's it. Or they can bake it.
Excellent. So is that like a protein type of cake, or?
Yeah, because I provide the ingredients that create the flour, okay. And they whatever they add is what they will get. So if they add egg whites, they will get protein cake mix or cake. And if they add oils, well, they will just get oil and fiber.
Right.
Whatever they add, it will be the cake.
Could you add like oats and egg whites and peanut butter and anything to it then, like that, or?
Exactly. I just provide the fiber that would, the cake, it is like providing the all-purpose flour, but in a healthier version. Mine is with zero calories because it is made out of fiber. So it is healthy and the sugars are sugar substitutes. So it won't be spiking your insulin levels. It won't be damaging your diet, because basically it is all fiber and sugar substitute and else secret ingredients.
I got it. Totally get it. All right, so let's kind of go to this, and I'm curious now. I'm sure you get these type of questions. I get them all the time. What do I have to do to lose weight, or what do I have to do this? And there's obviously no simple answer to that, but my question to you
is, there is.
Well, I mean, some people think that you can just say, how do I lose weight? Like, what's your diet? And that diet's going to work for everybody.
It is so easy. So easy. Just stay active. If that first thing that I'm going to tell you, that's the obvious and simple, so simple that people think it is a little bit more complicated than that. Not really, just say active move. But a trick that I do is before my meals, I drink my apple cider vinegar with my Slim Pills. And then I eat first my vegetables, then I eat my protein, and then the carbs. Why? That helps you regulate your insulin levels. I learned that from Glucose Goddess. That helps you get your insulin levels stable. And what that does is helps you burn fat because you're not spiking up the insulin going up and down. Your body doesn't have to think about where to put the food. It will go to the muscles. And then when you're done eating, either do calf raises, because calves are very glucose sucking, or go for a 10-minute walk, or do 20 push-ups or 40 squats. That will just help you, your body, to know where to get those nutrients. So that's a trick, an easy trick that I could give you. Also, whenever you're working out, try to do cardio. Cardio is such an amazing tool to just get your body circulating and getting that calorie burn. So it is very, very easy to, cardio doesn't have that to mean like you have to sprint or I'm walking right now. That is cardio. So anything that gets your body moving, do that. That's why I tell about the Bionic Gym, because if you don't like moving, then you can just put the electric muscle stimulations on your legs and that will just stimulate the legs into working for an autopilot for you. So that's another trick. If you like watching movies, just put that on and it will be like walking. So that's another hack. Very easy stuff. Maybe people will say, oh, I cannot buy that, but they can buy fast food all the time. They can buy Coca-Cola, or you purchase those things one time and you have them forever.
Right.
So it is about what is truly your goal and what is truly what you want to get out of the things that you're doing. And if you don't want to buy anything, just walk around the block, around your house. When I didn't have the Bionic Gym, I just did circles on my kitchen table around, and that's what I did. Just staying active.
I love the points because, so for instance, I do 90 minutes to 120 minutes of cardio 5 days a week. And I'm excessive, but I actually love it. You know, it's a,
that is actually not that much. That's normal.
No, and I don't recommend that to most people. But the point here is that a lot of people demonize cardio and say it'll kill your gains or it'll do this or do that. But cardio to me is one of the most important aspects. And somebody like you, as your size, is recommending cardio. And I've talked to so many pros that do cardio. Don't you feel like it's one of the most important parts of everything that we do?
It is one of the best parts. Like, I mean, the training is amazing, but when you do your cardio and you're done and all, you see all the sweat and you're like, this is such a good job. Good job, buddy. And you get to eat way more and your metabolism, you're not like stuck in this, because we have to eat a lot. So when you do cardio, it just moves everything and it helps you be super active and better. And also, it helps you recover faster. So yes, whenever you're done, I do my hypertrophy training. Well, when I wake up, I first do my vibration plates with EMS. Then I do trampoline. Then I go to the gym and I train my strength training. Then I do cardio 30 to 40 minutes on the Stairmaster at level 20, which is the max level of the stairs.
Yep.
And then I come eat and I do my Bionic Gym or I go for a walk. So I'm always active that way. I recover way faster and I get to train legs 4 to 5 times a week and get them massive.
Yep.
When you get them sore, it's because you're not letting the blood flow and get those nutrients in the legs. People think that just sitting around will just heal them faster. Not really. It is when the blood is flowing. The blood is actually what helps you get the nutrients to everything.
I'm so glad that you brought that up about getting the leg training, because that's one of my hacks to how I've built my legs the way they are, is because of the amounts of cardio I do and the extra training that you get doing that. So I love that you brought that up.
Yeah.
It's such a good point that people don't realize that you get that kind of training when you're pushing yourself like that on the cardio.
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually very beneficial. I do 2 days quadriceps, 2 days posteriors, 1 day full body EMS. I'm trying to do 2 days vision body, which is whole body, but I recover so fast since I've been incorporating more cardio, and it is just absurd.
How many days a week do you weight train and do cardio?
5 times a week.
Okay.
Well, exactly. Right now I'm four, because one, like I said, is electromuscle stimulation, so I don't use weight, I use the currents, which is kind of similar of weightlifting, but without using so much of your joints. So that's what I'm incorporating. So 4 days with weights, and 1 day I'm doing EMS, which I'm trying to have one more day of that, because I'm really loving the results.
That's great. I love it. So what's, obviously, I'm sure your diet may change at times, but what's a typical day for you in your diet?
My typical days, I have never eaten rice on my diet, so I don't eat rice. I substitute that for either vegetable starches, which are mainly pumpkin, and also I eat a lot of popcorn, kamut. So those are my main go-tos. And for protein, I eat egg whites, whole eggs, chicken, and fish. Those, I don't eat red meat. And yeah, that's basically my whole day will be, it is a lot. So I'm gonna tell you just the basics. So yeah. Basically a lot of vegetables, a whole pack of vegetables, like one or two a day. A lot of fish, ole wraps, my Finn Martian cakes. I eat a lot of pancakes with that, a lot of brownies, a lot of cakes, and pro granola. So those are the things that I have on my diet right now. You can check them out on my YouTube, how I eat a whole day. It will be a little bit more self-explanatory, but my method of eating, it is more about volume eating. So I eat a lot because I like to be satisfied and feel good about myself while still being shredded and getting lots of protein. Yeah. So I eat over 333 grams of protein.
Oh, wow. So you're up there. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I burn a lot, so I have to consume a lot.
So when you eat fish, are you eating more like white fish, or are you doing like fatty fishes, or alternating, or what's your go-to on fish? Because I know people tend to have different ideas on that.
My main go-tos are barramundi, which are more whitefish, swai. I don't eat salmon, if that's what you're asking. A lot of people go for salmon first thing. No, I don't eat that much salmon. I prefer barramundi for the fatty stuff. And a halibut. Yep. I love halibut. Shiyo, I don't know how you call that one on English. Shiyo. Caribbean something, I'm not really sure. But those are the main ones, more on the white side.
Yeah, me too. I do a lot of cod, and halibut are my two favorites.
Oh, cod is good too.
Yeah.
Halibut is amazing, just a little bit tougher to find, but I love halibut.
Oh yeah, you can't go wrong. So if anybody's watching, halibut's probably the best, but it's like double the price of cod. So for the price, cod is like, if you're on a budget, that's a great way to eat healthy. But halibut's definitely the best. It's just pricey.
Yeah, I got them from Sam's once, and they were pretty much the same, like $4 to $5 more, but totally worth it.
Yeah, and Sam's is a good place for, they have really good fish. I bought a ton of cod there about a month ago, and it's really good. And good.
Yeah, I have to buy on bulk because it is way easier. I have to go to Costco and BJ's or Sam's to get my stuff. If I go to Walmart, well, it's basically the things that I don't find there.
Definitely. So, and I don't know if some people caught this earlier when you were kind of going through your routine. You mentioned the Slim Pill. And so Caroline and myself both are enhanced sponsored athletes. So the Slim Pills especially are my favorite. And so could you kind of talk about what they do for you and how long you've been using them?
I've been using them way before they started sponsoring me, so for more than 5 years. And what they do to me is they help me get my insulin level stable. Even though I have a super clean diet, it doesn't matter if you're keto or paleo, whatever diet, you don't eat carbs even, because they help you just get everything stable, be super healthy. They have berberine. Berberine is one of the supplements that helps you with anti-aging. And it is super healthy for you, so it will help you burn fat, grow muscles even easier. And just have that glucose disposal or that nutrition partitioning easier for the body. It is a supplement hack, but with all healthy herbs and ingredients.
Do you find so? I eat like at night, I have egg whites and oatmeal, and I've started taking the Slim Pills. And in the morning, I wake up just like so dry, and I'm just like really happy in the morning when I wake up now with those. Do you kind of find that kind of result with them when you're using them?
Yeah, I see more of the digestion. I feel more stable on my digestion. So yeah, it is kind of like you said. You feel more clean, if you could say that. More clean and lean. That's how we could say it. But
Absolutely.
you feel like guilt-free also if you're eating a lot. Because you know that the nutrients that you were getting will be going to a good place, which are the muscles.
Definitely. So, what is your kind of supplement intake? What kind of supplements are your go-to supplements or things that you find to be effective for yourself?
So I with Enhanced Labs, I use all year round. So pre-workout, I go for RAGE 2.0. CoRed, alpha-iohexane, arachidonic acid, EAAs. So that's my pre-workout, intra-workout, obviously protein, EAAs, L-glutamine, creatine. That's a lot. But it's actually, it is like Tony Hughes says, do you prefer to be a Toyota and be low maintenance, or be a supercar and be, well, supplying your car with the nutrition it has to perform its excellence? So it seems a lot, but it's not really.
No.
Supplements are just food compressed. So you just put it on fire. So anyways, I also use Sleep Use at night with all the shred. That's a hack, and Slim Pills. So that's a hack for fat burning when you're sleeping.
Okay. Do you take the all day shred at night then?
Yep.
Okay.
It
All
has
right.
no stimulants, so why not use it at night?
Absolutely.
Obviously, Tony Hughes has mentored me for past like 2 to 3 years, so he has taught me a lot, and I'm very grateful. Other things that he got me into were, I didn't want to use steroids, so he got me into SARMs, and he helped me discover that NK677 cardrine rat are my go-to to building muscles. I don't do that all year round, but when I use it is basically those three are my main go-to. And those were the only things that I actually used for my competition. I was all natural even before, and I still call myself like natural compared to other things that the other girls were mentioning me that they were using, which is pretty intense. Because I prefer to keep my feminine side and also stay my healthiest, super healthy, the best possible I can. So femininity and health are a priority for me. So those SARMs are mainly the ones that I use.
Got it.
And yeah, no other substances. But yeah, people say it is not natural. Some people say it is. Not really sure for me. When I asked what was the most natural thing, he told me those. So for me, I was always natural. I'm like, I'm so natural. And I even told people, I'm using this and this and this. So I'm never hitting it. So for my knowledge, it was all clean, and still it is clean compared to other substances.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was one of the first people that started doing videos on SARMs, and it was, in 2011. So
Oh, wow.
I've been at it with SARMs for well over a decade before anybody really knew about them. That's where my studies and my YouTube actually started, was through SARMs. And so, it's hard to say. Most people will tell you it's not natural, but it's certainly not a steroid by any stretch of the imagination, unless you're running like an S23 or an LGD 3303. Those are on par with steroids. But the things you were mentioning, they're going to enhance you, but most people will say that you have to take steroids to be a pro and you have to do this and that. But clearly, you didn't take steroids to become a pro.
No, not, and I haven't even I anything that is with needles, trust me, I haven't done because I have to grow that courage. But for me, it is not, I don't judge anyone that does it though. Everyone is in their path, and whatever they choose to choose, I'm totally fine with it. And I will actually even help them if I have the knowledge. Just to make it healthier, but it is not something that I choose for my own right now. So for me, steroids are not my go-to in my life. It is not like something I would do right now.
Good. I like hearing that. And I love that you're showing that you can get the results without them, because there's this like stigma that you have to use them to make any sort of progress or to get anywhere, or you can't do this or that without them, which is, you're not going to win Mr. Olympia without them, but it doesn't mean that you can't obviously do quite well, as you're a prime example of. So I'm glad that you have taken that route and proven that it's not necessary.
I mean, I could win Olympia if I wanted to, though. I can set my mind to anything. If I really wanted to win Olympia, I could, and even without using steroids.
I
So
love it.
that will be a fun thing to try. But right now, it is not something that is my passion.
Yeah, and it's got to be your passion, but I would love to
Yeah,
see that.
people have to love this a lot.
I agree. So, okay. Now, obviously, you've spoke out about being natural in the past, and there's been people that have disagreed or called you a liar, and Greg Doucette was one of the big ones that did that. I'm sure you saw that ridiculous video he made, correct?
Yeah, I have seen a lot of videos. I really don't really care because I mean it is a compliment after all. I feel very grateful that they're giving me the attention. It is
Yeah.
very amazing. And the attention is where attention goes, energy flows. So I mean if I look like I use steroids and I look beautiful as well, I'm like, thank you. I really don't mind. At first, I was kind of mad though, but then I realized it just helps me get even more out there. So it just helped me.
That's the right attitude. I used to be like that if people would leave me a negative comment or run their mouth, and I'd get like, oh, but in reality, they're only doing you a favor. And clearly, if they're doing that, you're doing something right and it's pissing them off, or they felt the need to try to disseminate your name or call you out for their own benefit. And it really backfires because all it does is attract attention to yourself.
Exactly. So every attention is good attention. Like I said, every man is God, so every man is just doing something good for your path or for your journey. That's what I say, because if God says he's in all of us, even with the bad or good, it is all happening for a reason. Even if you get a little bit angry, you can take it off of weights or just probably eat a human for a protein snack.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love your attitude. It's awesome. So just to touch back on SARMs, you said you've ran RAD140 and GW, is that correct?
Yeah, those are amazing. The main ones that I use are MK677 with slim pills, because MK677 tends to spike a little bit your insulin levels.
Yep.
So what the trick to mitigate that is take them with slim pills. And I also take them with apple cider vinegar to absorb them better. And I take them with, I call it cardrine. I don't know the numbers, but yeah. I take it with cardrine because that also helps it keep your insulin levels. The hack always is the insulin. That's what will get you fat burning and muscle growing very fast.
Right.
So if you have that, everything will be just stable and flowing.
So I've coached thousands of females over the years, especially with SARMs. And I'll tell you, this may be something to look at later on. Women tend to do extremely well on MK2866, Osterin, and S4. Those have been two that I have seen some of the best results, where they don't get any sort of like side effect of like masculinity. Osterin can kind of deregulate some menstrual cycles at times, not always depending on the dose. But other than that, you don't run into too much, and the results have been...
I mean, Osterin is cool and all, but there's one new that is called AC262. It has less side effects and more benefits. So you might want to look into that. But once you're using AC262, I mean, the next one is RAD, and you will be downsizing yourself for AC262. And if your AC262 is here, RAD is here. So if I would go to AC262, it will be just going back. So, I mean, it is a good one and I like it, but RAD is superior. There is one called RAD 150 now, and it is even better. The thing is, I don't use it every day. If I were to use it, I use like one time a week or two times a week, and that's it. Because I'm experimenting with myself. Don't do as I do. But I don't believe that you needed to take it every day. And it will be less the side effects and the healthier you will be, and getting the, confusion in the body into not depending on something. So I don't like to depend on anything to my muscle growth or shreddedness. I just love to maybe get a push one day or 2 days, but that's it, not depend on substances. The ones that I use a lot are the Enhanced Labs, which are Blackhawks and Fighter Drug. Those are amazing for me.
Yep, they're both great. So on the MK2866, the main difference, because you're right, AC262 is stronger. The one thing I like about 2866 is the healing properties. I've got a ton of injuries, so it helps with that. But
We just should try BPC-157 then.
I take that frequently. BPC and TB500 both. Very helpful, extremely helpful. And that's why I like to run healing stacks, because I'm 41 and I'm tending to... It's hitting me a little bit harder now, you know, as I get older. So those are super helpful. But the RAD150 that you brought up, I love that, because the difference with that is it's got a longer half-life. So people don't have to dose it every day, and you can take it every other day. It's a 48-hour half-life as opposed to a 24 with RAD140. So I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people don't know about it because it is newer.
When you're in the team of Enhanced Labs, you got all the secrets from everything. That's why even before that I started everything, I just love their supplement, because Tony Hughes is so honest, and like he tells you like it is. So I asked him to mentor me in this healthiest, most natty way, and he was willing to help me and just make me a muscle goddess that I am today. he's amazing. He gives knowledge and he learns a lot, so he likes to help a lot.
Yeah, he does have a ton of knowledge and definitely helps. And we've had some good long talks and gone over a lot of things. So
no, he's very extreme. I mean, he did a favor to me. I'm like, please, Tony, I just want to be the most natural possible. And he was okay. But he wanted to make a mass blast. I'm like, no. Thank you.
He's extreme, but he has the knowledge to take it like the natural way and to be less extreme too, which is
Exactly.
nice. So, yeah, I'm more on the conservative side and he's more on the extreme side. So we kind of mesh ideas together and go over them together, and it's good. It's really good because then we feed off each other. So, but
That's true.
I'm glad you've taken it the way you have and been less extreme and then gotten the results and shown it can be done.
That's mainly what
So,
I did it because I wanted to show myself that I don't have to depend on anything to get where I want to be. And that might help other people. I don't tell them to do anything that I'm doing because, like I told you at the beginning, I'm experimenting with myself, just being the best version that I can be. But what I've been seeing and seeing the results that I'm getting, I'm very proud of because I know what I that I've been basically not the most that not well, I like to say the healthiest that I can be being in this journey. So using the supplements, the healthiest and the healthiest foods, I don't do cheat meals. What I do is I either go to buffets and I tell them no sauces. I go to hibashis, so no oil, no sauces, and everything I eat are vegetables and protein. So I don't do cheat meal due to my condition, but I do like go out and can eat large amounts of proteins and vegetables, which has helped me. You are
awesome.
what you eat after all.
That's right. I got a different question for you. So on the EMS that you were talking about, is that something that you sell, or where do people buy that, or how do they get that?
So I don't sell. I didn't for I do product reviews, and I do get discounts. Like I tell the company, okay, give me the discount for this, and to give me to my viewers. So the one that I'm using is called visionbody.com. Discount for that is Caroline Fit.
Got it.
So that's one of the that's the whole body one. The cardio one, which I do while I do my gaming or watching theater, it's called Bionic Gym.
Okay.
And that's a different one. They're different brands, as you can see. I just test out different products and see what can it make my life easier and better. So the discount for Bionic Gym one is Caroline 10.
Did
So
you
those
just
are,
say? Did you just say gaming? Is that what you said?
yeah, I do gaming and live streaming. I have Twitch and I do it on TikTok as well.
No shit. What do you normally get into and play? I'm
I
curious.
am very into Destiny because I love aliens, like I told you, magic
Yeah.
and electricity. So it has all three. I do Call of Duty, Overwatch, and the other one, Overwatch. Those are the main three that I'm using right now, but Halo as well. So I got all the
Okay.
consoles. I don't got discount for the consoles yet, but I soon will. It will probably be Caroline and you will get a discount. But I use Xbox and PC or PS5.
Okay, awesome. So you're kind of a first-person shooter player then.
Yes.
I
I
love
love first
it.
shooter. I love magic, anything that has magic or first shooter and powers.
That's so badass. I love it. I
What do you
have
play?
I'm on Resident Evil 4 right now, the Resident Evil
Okay.
4 remake, but I ran through all of the Doom games last year on Steam on
Those
my
are more
PC.
story games.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thoroughly enjoyed those Doom games, but I kind of like third person, but I like first person as well. But I also have my own arcade machine here because I'm an old school type of gamer,
I also
so
had one. I sold it recently.
really.
Yeah. But
So
I liked it.
oh yeah, I have
Which one do you have?
well, it's got 3,000 games on it. It's called
Okay.
Pandora, and I had a special thing made. I was looking for what's called Time Killers. It's a really old game. It was came before Mortal Kombat, and so I had it custom made with the Time Killers artwork, and
Okay.
then I got so I play everything old school, Pac-Man,
Yeah,
Galaga.
Pac-Man is cool.
Yeah, all the old school stuff. That's so cool. I didn't know you did gaming. I'll have to check your Twitch out. That's so cool.
Yeah, go follow me there. Twitch Caroline Fit.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, my stepson was on there a lot on Twitch before he was becoming a pilot, and he used to make a lot of money on there. So I'll check it out. I haven't been on there in a while.
You will love it. I mean, I mainly do the gaming and the bionic games. So I'm standing and basically getting muscle stimulators, and I sweat a lot, so people seem to love that. And what I do is when they give gifts, I either do a bicep flex, so I go like bounce, shout, bounce, 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 and people just get entertained by those. And I love it. They're enjoying the journey and the funness. So I told them that they're tributing to the shredded muscle gains. So they love
That's
to
cool.
tribute.
I love it. I'm actually going to check the Bionic Gym thing out for myself
Yeah,
later
you
on
will.
tonight.
I got my parents also. So when they're using watching movies, they take me a picture. They're using the Bionic Gym and they're doing their cardio. So they even sweat and they're watching movies. So it is amazing because they're stimulating their muscles and they're growing muscles and getting more shredded and just enjoying their life while watching movies and just having it easier while just getting it done.
I love it. I swear to you, I'm checking that out tonight when I get home from the gym. You got me are very intrigued on this.
Will love it. And it might seem easy. It might, well, at first it'll be a little bit to adapt because it is electricity. It doesn't hurt or anything. Your muscles are just working. It is like your muscle, your bicep going like all the time.
Okay.
So your body's doing the work, but you're basically moving a little bit your body. So just putting on a low setting at first, don't do as I do. I went to pro right at the beginning. So just do the basic first, get used to it and work yourself up because I got not like fatigue, but I burned so many calories in one day that I had to eat a lot the next day because I burned like 700 calories and I didn't know what was happening. So just to give you a heads up.
Okay, cool. So one more question that I have for you, and it's about your weight training. So do you train each body part once a week or twice a week, or what's your kind of weekly schedule look like?
My weekly schedule right now, it is more. I used to do 2 days upper body and 3 days legs, but I just wanted to change it up. So I'm now doing 2 days of legs and 4 days of legs and 2 days of upper body. So what I do when I'm done with my leg training, which is 1 to 2 hours, I do some upper body because I already have developed a upper body already. And what I do is 2 days are quadricep days. 2 days are posterior legs, which are glutes and hamstrings. One day is electro muscle stimulation, which is the whole body workout. And one of those days I do back and triceps and biceps.
Cool. Okay. Awesome. Very good to know.
That's a different split.
Awesome. Well, why don't you, and I'll put all of this in the descriptions for everybody, but why don't you tell everybody the best places to follow you and what the name is that it's under. Like I said, I'll put it in the description for everybody to make sure they can follow you as well.
So you can follow my YouTube at Caroline Marquez or Caroline Fit. And you can also follow my social medias. All basically are Caroline Fit or Muscle Goddess. So you can search for me as Caroline Marquez. Caroline with an E at the end and a Y. So that will be Caroline Marquez.
Perfect. Awesome.
And yeah.
Well, I know that you've been busy and I appreciate you making time to come on here. This was really fun and enlightening for people and myself included. So I really appreciate the time.
My pleasure. I really enjoyed talking to you. You're pretty easygoing. Love how easy it was to talk to you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again. And everybody, I hope you enjoyed this. Stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli and Caroline Marquez signing off.
All right.